This is Jordan Seculo in Washington, D.C. Anti-Christian activist and atheist take the war on Christmas to the military. That there's
more of us. Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Seculo Live.
Don't you think we've taken enough of all this giving in?
Was a source of comfort for soldiers at an army base in Afghanistan and a reminder of their faith. But now an army chapel has been ordered to remove this cross. So is this just political correctness gone too far?
Listen, you saw that this was up for a month. When do they decide to take it down? Right around Thanksgiving, we see another cross under attack at Camp Pendleton, a statue of Jesus in Montana under attack that's been there for 60 years, put there by veterans of World War II 60 years ago. They're all coming under attack now because of groups like American Atheists who are finding one person to complain, and so the cross comes down for the majority of the military who happen to be Christian.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Look, it's not attacking Christianity to make military religious space that's supposed to be usable by soldiers of all faiths neutral. Every service member needs to feel comfortable to be able to hold services in that space.
Yeah, there's more of us than there are.
And now, your host, Jordan Seculo.
It really is, folks, the war on Christmas, but it's now taken to the military by radical anti-Christian groups and their atheist counterparts, targeting, of course, the cross at Afghanistan that came down, the cross at Camp Pendleton. Remember, that cross to Afghanistan came down just before Thanksgiving holiday. Sends a message, doesn't it? And then, of course, a Jesus statue in Montana that's caused no concern or problems for 60 years. It was put there by World War II veterans. Why? When they were fighting in Italy, they noticed these statues of Jesus. It was inspirational. These stories are real. They came back. They said, we should put one in mountains like they have there. It's in a mountain in Montana. A ski resort's next door. No one's ever complained there. It's on a piece of federal property. They've had the proper permits. And, of course, the atheist associations want that permit revoked. And, Dad, what I pointed out yesterday when we started digging a little, the woman I was on Fox with, the vice president of American Atheists, is the founder of the Military Association of Atheists and Free Thinkers. Conspiracy? I mean, you put it together if you'd like. This is a handful of people punishing the majority of military members, the men and women who serve our country, who are Christian. And that's just the raw facts. It's an overwhelming, right, above 88%. Even Mikey Weinstein says 88% are Christians. 40% of those are evangelical Christians, and they're punishing them because of three upset people.
You know, it's interesting also, I'm holding actually in my hands the article from the LA Times. And let me read a portion of it to you. In the still cold of a November evening, a small gathering of pagans led by two witches begins preparations for the coming winter solstice. But these are not just any pagans. This is just not any setting. They are the future officers of the United States Air Force practicing their faith in the basement of an Air Force cadet chapel. Their ranks are slim. Accordingly, they have 3 out of 4,300 members. So they only have 3. Still, the Academy this year dedicated an $80,000 outdoor worship center, a small Stonehenge-like circle of boulders with propane fire pits, high on a hill for the handful of current or future cadets whose religions fall under the broad category of earth-based. These include pagans, Wiccans, Druids, witches, and followers of Native Americans' faith. Now, here's the thing, folks. Where are these religious freedom groups that are complaining, so-called religious freedom groups, complaining about $80,000 of taxpayer money being spent for this Wiccan worship center? No one's saying anything. But they're going to go after a cross in Afghanistan, or they're going to go after a Jesus statue or the cross at Ground Zero? This is why you fight back, and you tell the Department of Defense, you know what, we have a voice in this too, folks. That's why we want you to engage this issue. A Stonehenge-like worship center paid for by your money, but they're removing crosses. You go to your phones right now, sign on to this petition. We're sending it to the Department of Defense, letting them know we have a voice in this. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can also go to the website, aclj.org. We've got a lot of resources there. You can sign up online as well at aclj.org. But let's fight back and stand up for our military. Camp Lejeune, they're trying to remove that cross too. 877-989-2255. Let's fight back now. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255.
It happens every holiday season, this one no exception. Atheist organizations are working aggressively to remove any symbol of our history and heritage. At Camp Pendleton, an atheist group is challenging a cross put in place by a few Marines, honoring four of their own killed in Iraq. An atheist group says the memorial sends, quote, a message of exclusion. And on the battlefield in Afghanistan, the U.S. Army has removed a cross that's been in place in front of a chapel. An atheist group declared victory, saying its removal protected, quote, the civil rights and neutrality towards religion. It's time to send a message to the Department of Defense. The Constitution clearly protects the right to display a cross, a powerful symbol of hope and comfort. Stand with the ACLJ and add your name to our petition right now. Tell the DOD that the cross displays are not only appropriate, but constitutional as well. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Seculo brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Seculo is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to jordanseculo.com.
Well, I'm going back down.
Welcome to the podcast. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. We're talking about this attack that's going on. You know, as we're in the holiday season now. Look at the attacks that are going on. We've got crosses being threatened at Mount Soledad. We've got a cross in the Mojave Desert being threatened. We've got a statue of Jesus in Montana, a replica of what the soldiers saw in World War II, being threatened with removal. We've got a cross in Camp Pendleton in North Carolina threatened with removal, which put up there in honor of veterans, some of which lost their lives. It was up in 2003, burnt down in a fire. It was replaced. Now the American Atheists and the Free Thinkers and all these groups want them removed. But listen to the language coming out of these people. I'm going to play it for you. This is from Mikey Weinstein. He's the president and founder. I've debated him before. He's the president and founder of the Military Freedom From Religion Foundation. Let me play soundbite number 8 for you.
I would say that this is not a fight between Christianity and Judaism or between Christianity and Islam. It's not a political spectrum left or right issue. It's a constitutional right and wrong issue, and that's what most of our military has forgotten or is deliberately, willingly, you know, forgetting.
Yeah, really? Well, then why don't you say something about the $80,000 expenditure? I'm not saying, by the way, they can't do it. They can't put up a Wiccan chapel. But why isn't these groups saying something about this? Why aren't they saying that's $80,000 of taxpayer money, and my goodness, it violates the separation of church and state? Why are they not saying anything about that? But in fact, Jordan, what we find out is they say there's not enough protection for the Islamists in the military. There's not enough protection for the Wiccans. So this is a direct attack on Judaism and Christianity, no matter what they say. It's always the menorah, the cross, and the Star of David that's in the way here.
Well, and they're clear about it, Dad. Mikey Weinstein even says he goes after Christians because they're the majority. They're the ones pushing their agenda on people. What's he so upset about? Well, about 40% of the military consider themselves evangelical Christians. Now, out of the whole statistics, about 88-90% of the military, even more than that probably, identifies as Christians. But 40% of those say they're evangelicals. What he doesn't like is that in the chaplain's corps, about 60% are evangelicals. Now, as chaplains, they do all of this different work for different faiths. They're trained to do it that way. He just doesn't like the fact that there's so many evangelicals in the military. But guess what? Right. They join the military. It's voluntary. They're the ones, the majority group, willing to come together and sign up to defend their country, men and women risking their lives, putting their families in very tough situations, long deployments in a time of multiple wars going on around the world and probably more coming. And yet he wants to take away symbols that are important to them, like a cross at Camp Pendleton, like a cross in a snow-covered military base in Afghanistan that has its own mosque, its own Catholic worship center, its own Protestant center, and its own place used for a synagogue. It's not one place where everybody's got to use the same place. No one's being forced to go in to use the facility with a cross that's of a different faith. They've got their own facilities. Could be a totally different discussion if they didn't, but they can't change the facts. And that's what they tried doing in that debate with me, Dad. Say, well, there's many bases where there's only one place. Except there isn't in this one, and it still isn't acceptable for them because it's a cross. And let's go to that Jesus statue, Dad. I mean, it's been there since World War II. No one's ever complained until these crazy atheists come out, and now they're not even filing lawsuits, and they're getting people to do what they want.
Well, let's just take a listen to the discussion about the Montana Jesus statue. This is the replica of what they saw in World War II. We had that up on the website last week before Thanksgiving, the actual pictures of both, what they saw at the Alps when they were fighting, and what was posted, what was put up in 1953 by the Knights of Columbus. Listen to soundbite number 10.
This woman that called me said that it's a war memorial. Is it a war memorial or what?
No, the special use permit that the Knights of Columbus got in the 50s records it as to provide a site for a religious shrine. And the map is titled Knights of Columbus Shrine, and there's even a tab pointing to it that's marked shrine. And this is a sham claim that it's a war memorial.
Here's what's so ridiculous. Those, quote, shrines are what they were called in Europe. They're called shrines. That's what they're called.
We don't even use
that
word here.
And that's what our soldiers saw.
Yeah, we don't even use that definition, shrine, here. They were taking it actually from their experience in Europe. Shrine is not a common word that we used in Christianity and the Christian faith here or in the American dialogue when we refer to religious symbols.
But it's what they saw in Europe. And, folks, this is the absurd nature. Then this is really absurd here. And I think what we have to understand is this is a relentless attack. And what Jordan said is right. They're just – the military is just rolling over when these groups file a letter. Not a lawsuit, a letter. We've got the Forestry Service. You know, we're going to withdraw the cross now. Hopefully we've got we filed things there. Hopefully that will stay up. But this is where you got to take direct action, folks. They're expecting you to do nothing. You, the American people, you, the members of the American Center for Law and Justice, well, we know better. As an ACLJ member or friend of the ACLJ or listener to this broadcast, we let you take direct action. I want you right now to go to your phones or go to ACLJ.org and sign on to this petition going to the Department of Defense, which basically says this. We are not going to sit back and let you just mull over and destroy our rights here as citizens of the United States and to demean our faith. So here's the number. Take direct action right now, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. But you go to your phones now. You speak out. Have your voice heard. We're going to the Department of Defense with this, folks. I think we'll win this one. 877-989-2255. Do not let, especially at Christmas, the attack go like this unanswered. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Jordan, let's go to the phones.
I love this call from Chris in New Jersey on line 3. Dad, I would love to answer this one because I got some great stats for him. Chris, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Chris.
You know, the ACLJ always backs up its work, its great work, by signatures on petitions. Where are the 250,000 atheist signatures on their petitions to back their positions up?
You know, here's the great thing, Chris. They do petitions. Guess how many people sign theirs? 13,000. 8,000, 7,000, how many sign ours? 100,000. We can get 60,000 signatures on something in a day if we have to. Why is that? Their membership ranks are low. If every one of their members signed, like we did in that one day, Dad, for one of our petitions, we had more people sign our petition than they actually had on their member roll, not on some petition they put together. They have no grassroots force. This is literally five people. They get attention on TV. And listen, if you're Fox News, why wouldn't you want to put these people on TV? They say outrageous things that people need to hear. I'm glad Fox is doing it because sometimes you don't believe how crazy these people are on their attacks specifically at Christianity. Did they say anything when I mentioned that they had a specific mosque in that interview? No. That wasn't a problem. Do you think the mosque would be real happy about having Baptist services there, Protestant or Catholic services there? Absolutely not. Would it be different on a base that had multiple, that only had one place to worship? Sure. But, folks, this is the deal. It's an attack on Christians, whether it's the atheist group, whether it's Mikey Weinstein and the chip on the shoulder he has from the 1970s where he didn't like the way Christians treated him in the military. You know, the military is a tough place. Tough Americans sign up to join, and he's got a chip on his shoulder, and he gets the attention. I say, good. Let him keep talking to the media because he sounds just as crazy as he is. But you need to stand up to this. Why? They're not going to court. They're getting the military to take these down. They're questioning the cross at Camp Pendleton. They've already taken down the cross in an Afghan base right before Thanksgiving. And, of course, this Jesus statue is up for review right now by the Park Service Department of Interior. You need to call now, folks, 877-989-2255. This is a new war on Christmas, but it's a war on our military, which is even more despicable and more disgusting. You know, it's one thing you want to go off to a manger in a town. How about taking down the one religious symbol people care about when they're stuck at a military base in northern Afghanistan with snow pouring down in the mountains, one of the most dangerous regions of the country? Call right now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Viviana's calling from New York. Online too, Viviana. Welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hey. Hi, Viviana. Hi.
My husband's retired military, and I've lived on military bases all throughout his career. I want to encourage all the military, active duty and retired, to get on this petition and call the Department of Defense directly, demanding that these rights for our soldiers in Afghanistan and Camp Pendleton, that we have equal right to express our religious our religious freedom as well.
You know, I appreciate you calling and I appreciate your husband's and your service to our country. Let me say this. If you go to Arlington Cemetery right now, you're going to see the Canadian Cross of Sacrifice, which is a memorial to a large number of United States citizens who enlisted in the Canadian Armed Forces and lost their lives during World War I. Because the Canadians, remember, entered the war long before the United States. That's it, Arlington Cemetery. There's the Argonne Cross. This remains the remains of about 2,100 World War I dead were reinterred in Arlington National Cemetery. And they are put there, and they have this Argonne Cross there with an inscription that says, in memory of our men in France, 1917-1918. You want to see these removed? I don't. But are these American Atheist Associations going to just file a letter and Arlington Cemetery is going to say, oh, this is problems, we need to get rid of these? This is the problem, and this is why you need to speak out. So, folks, as we go to a break, you go right to your phones or to ACLJ.org or simply call us at 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Folks, if we speak out, we're going to win this. We don't speak out, we lose. So let's speak out. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. And by the way, when you visit us online at ACLJ.org, make an online donation. We're in a matching challenge. It's doubled. You donate $20, we get 40. 40 becomes 80. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Secchio brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Secchio is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Secchio. The Jordan Secchio Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to JordanSecchio.com. It happens every holiday season, this one no exception. Atheist organizations are working aggressively to remove any symbol of our history and heritage. At Camp Pendleton, an atheist group is challenging a cross put in place by a few Marines honoring four of their own killed in Iraq. An atheist group says the memorial sends, quote, a message of exclusion. And on the battlefield in Afghanistan, the U.S. Army has removed a cross that's been in place in front of a chapel. An atheist group declared victory, saying its removal protected, quote, the civil rights and neutrality towards religion. It's time to send a message to the Department of Defense. The Constitution clearly protects the right to display a cross, a powerful symbol of hope and comfort. Stand with the ACLJ and add your name to our petition right now. Tell the DOD that the cross displays are not only appropriate, but constitutional as well. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
I thank God for my life, and for the stars and stripes. May freedom forever fly. Let it ring. Salute the ones who die, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Debbie Allen, Military Association of Atheists and Free Thinkers, was on TV. This is what she had to say, soundbite number one.
It's an act of civil disobedience. I understand that these people lost people in war, and the symbol that is closest to their heart, they should erect on private land.
So, you know, the act of civil disobedience, by the way, civil disobedience is when, you know, Occupy Wall Street goes into private property. Civil disobedience is not military personnel reestablishing a monument in Camp Pendleton, Jordan, that was already there that burnt down during a fire.
No, exactly right. I mean, this is something that, again, they put up to honor four of their friends. They were not trying to start a controversy. Crosses are used all over the place to memorialize, as we had a former Navy SEAL on yesterday. Dad on the broadcast said it's a symbol of giving the ultimate sacrifice regardless of your religious faith. Jesus Christ gave that ultimate sacrifice for what he believed in. And even if you don't believe, if you're not a Christian, you're not a believer in Christ, the idea of what the cross symbolizes to sacrifice is, of course, why it's used by the Red Cross, why it's such a symbol that's used internationally to identify as that symbol of sacrifice at Arlington National Cemetery. It's we gave the ultimate sacrifice. These men and women who were killed in action, they gave the ultimate sacrifice because they believed in America. They gave their life really over to the defense of the United States of America, and that's why the cross is such a poignant symbol.
Exactly.
And that's why, folks, again, they are attacking our military at a time, the holiday season. Now, they could care less about the holidays, right? They don't care about Christmas. They probably even like Thanksgiving so much. They probably like to get rid of that declaration, but certainly they don't like Christmas Day. Now, here's what we need to do. The problem is these aren't going to court right now. We need to get the military some pressure and say, hey, go fight this out if you need to. I mean, the American people right. are behind you. If you're going to spend $80,000 to build a pagan worship center, the least you could do is defend a few of these in courts instead of rolling over and playing dead. You're the military. You're tough. 88% of you at the minimum are Christians. Take a stand. For goodness sakes, folks, it's just time to take a stand. Call now 877-989-2255. They're doing it when they think you're sleeping. They're doing it when it's the holiday season, you're not as engaged, there's so much political news going on around the country. This is when they attack the military. I want you to remember that, the military. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or ACLJ.org. Dan's calling from California on line three. Dan, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Dan.
Hi. My question is we're getting all of this, all of the lawsuits that are attacking the country, they're attacking the military, they're attacking me as a Christian, and isn't it time that we start being aggressive in not just defending ourselves? It's time that we start getting aggressive and filing suits against these people.
Well, you know, I've never been accused of not being aggressive. I will tell you that. And we bring a lot of lawsuits and litigation all over the country, in fact, all over the world. What you've got here is an intimidation tactic going on, Dan. And you've got to be aggressive when you're coming out. And believe me, we initiated a legal response to the commandant at Camp Pendleton in California, because we were very concerned about what was happening there with the cross. And we pointed out that, in fact, we pointed to real evidence where noted authors, architects have said of the very types and kinds of monuments designed to commemorate worthy deeds, one symbolic design, the cross, has been perpetuated all through the centuries. This is a quote. Crosses have been adapted and modified for use as modern monumental and memorial crosses all through the ages, especially to commemorate those who have died in the military. That is the history of the utilization of the cross in the military context, the universal symbol of sacrifice. So you asked for aggressive action. If the people out there listening to us right now want to be aggressive, there's a really easy way for you to do it. Be on these petitions, because you see, folks, we win these things. We speak with large volume and large numbers. That makes a huge difference and has a huge impact. So what I'm going to encourage you to do is to go to your phones right now, or ACLJ.org, or simply call us at 877-989-2255. Do what Dan said. Let's be aggressive about this. Let's fight back and defend these time-honored traditions and symbols of hope. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Let's get right back to the phones. Again, if you want to talk to us, 1-800-684-3110. Yvonne calling from New York on line 6. Yvonne, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hello.
Hi, Yvonne. Hi.
Because I'm wondering if this is not a – well, first of all, how do you define a crime? And if it's not a crime, why was it taken down? Because you're not guilty.
Yvonne, you bring up a great question. Why is it that they're taken down? There is nothing illegal, you know, certainly there's nothing criminal about this. The question is a constitutional question. But as Jordan said, they're not even going to court here. The military is rolling back with no legal action being taken, with a letter. Operation Christmas Child from Samaritan's Purse was stopped at the way it was originally done at the Air Force Academy because of a letter from Mikey Weinstein, and he's saying what a great victory this is. A great victory. Less kids get, you know, a toothbrush and toothpaste and a small toy during the holiday. I mean, give me a break. That's a victory. I don't look at that as a victory. But the military said, oh, we apologize. It shouldn't have gone out through that channel. They are so intimidated by these people. That's the outrage in all of this, and that's why you fight back.
And, folks, you fight back. You call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. DeLon's calling from Virginia on line 2. I hope you said I said your name right, DeLon. Welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Thank you. That's fine. It's pronounced Dylan.
Dylan. Okay. Thanks, Dylan. You're on the air.
Yes. I don't have a question, but just a point. It was well made. They're expecting us just to lay down and take whatever they throw at us, much like the homosexual and lesbian agenda. They want to force what they want to do on us and expect us to just...
Well, I mean, this is even different. That, you know, if gay and lesbian groups are fighting it out in the courts, you're fighting it out in the courts and arguing over a legal situation. I got to keep saying this. These aren't going to court. They're not going to court. They are simply saying we're upset about this. We don't like the way it looks. We're offended by the memorial cross. We're offended by the statute, even though it was seen by World War II veterans. We want it removed. That's what they're saying. So it's not even in the other cases you mentioned where they're actually going to court and litigating it. No court action here, Jordan. They are just running away and saying, oh, we're sorry, and apologizing.
You know what? We're not going to take that anymore. And he, again, the caller is also active duty, and I know sometimes they're concerned about saying what. They don't want to get too much into that. So I want to thank him for his service. I know he told our call screeners that. I'm not trying to expose him as what, you know, part of the military he's in. But I think he's absolutely right, Dad. This is picking on the minority. So one person at a base in Afghanistan, cross comes down, punishes the majority of the service members at that base who are Christian. So it takes one person complaining, folks. Enough is enough. We need to hear from you. They think you're sleeping. They think, it's holiday season. No one's going to pay attention. They're attacking Christmas. They're attacking the military. Call now, 877-989-2255. They should be able to have crosses up. Especially, we're getting close to Christmas. Came down before Thanksgiving. Call now, 877-989-2255. You need to pick up that phone, 877-989-2255, or sign up at aclj.org.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Seculo Show. Jordan Seculo provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordanseculo.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Seculo Show via email, info@seculo.com.